first question that I have for you is, how has COVID-19 affected your faith and or beliefs?
Whoa. Well, there you go. That's a good light question to start with. It has, I would like to say, you know, anyone would like to say they have a pretty strong faith to start, you know, in life. Sure. You know, like, yeah, my faith's great.
Yeah.
But I think with COVID, it was definitely that test of faith, if that makes sense. So, my mom personally got it. And so there was a lot of faith in the way that I couldn't see her in the hospital for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And so my faith in the Lord, just like knowing that I could lose my mom at certain points, was definitely that tested, if that makes sense. And just because I knew, how has it been affected? It's been strengthened, I guess is the best way to say.
That's
it. That
cool.
I definitely feel more, I feel like the Lord has heard me. And I think, thankfully, again, like my mom now is better and at home, but even before that, it's just like COVID has, the Lord's taken away a lot of distractions with work and people and events and all of that, so that you can just spend time with Him. And especially when my mom was in the hospital, I didn't have sight for anything besides that, in the way of like, let's worship the Lord and pray, because I had no control. I have no control. I couldn't do anything. And I felt at a loss, except that I knew that God had it in control. So my faith and belief have been strengthened in the way that God has a plan, and I'm encouraged. And I know that there's obviously not everyone gets a happy ending, and that came, you know, I had a face with that. Yeah. And I still knew that the Lord would never leave me or forsake me in that time, whether it be difficult or not.
That's so cool. I like that. So just to go off of that, just really quick, like, I think it's really cool. So your mom obviously had COVID, and she was in the hospital. What I liked that you said is that, like, you had no control because you couldn't even see her.
Right.
And so that strengthened it. Whereas I think, like, some people would give up, right? And you didn't. And you just saw, you know, God, you have this.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And it was that release, too, because, like, you know, there's people that hold on to this, what's going to happen, this worry and this, like, terror. And I had that, like, a little bit, I mean,
sure,
naturally,
yeah.
You know, about losing someone or change or difference, but overwhelmingly had an unexplainable amount of peace in the way of, like, it's gonna be okay no matter what happens. I obviously have a desired outcome.
Right.
But I know that God has a plan greater than I can imagine, even if that means having pain and suffering in a time. He uses that for better growth, you know?
That's so cool. I love that. I just think that's really cool. Second question is less personal. Is your religious community still gathering? How has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
Yeah, so I go to church every week. Love the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so it was weird because we went to online streaming. Mm-hmm. So we do that every Sunday. We will live stream it together, hopefully with most of our church body. So that's been encouraging to know that we're all watching something at the same time. So that's been different, just so I am a part of that religious community. But what's also been cool is that part of our sermon series in this time has been how the church is more than a building.
Right.
And especially with my mom in the hospital, I've been able to experience my church family in the way of social media, like support, in the way I've gotten so many messages and pictures and verses and encouragement in a way that I hadn't really experienced before.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was super cool. And so, and I still feel that in the way, like, I know that our church is real, you know, it is a family of believers. And I've experienced that more, I think, in the way of potentially having that time of need, but we're all have a time of need, and it's been cool to see people loving in that time. So my religious community, super solid.
That's awesome. Yay. Oh yeah. Okay. That makes sense. And then last, is your religious community supplying or engaged in any kind of community services in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? If so, what are the efforts?
I am not too aware of most things. I know that individuals are doing different things. Within our church body, I know there's been a lot of people that have been affected by COVID with the actual sickness of it, or quarantined and can't get groceries And there has been, like, a group kind of established to help, like, oh, we can go get groceries for you. Or if you need anything, like, we'll go get it for you. And that wasn't just personally for our family, but for those in the church.
Right.
I know our pastor called us a couple different times saying, do you need anything? Mm-hmm. Can we support you? What can we do? And thankfully, again, just a blessing is that we've been supported with other friends and family. And, so we didn't have to, like, you know, take up too much of that, but it was cool to know that people were there for us and just that listening as well, you know?
Yeah.
So for community efforts, I think one of the biggest things is not meeting, I think, is a service that, I mean, yes, right now there's the state issue, you know, you're not supposed to have large gatherings.
Right.
But we're not pushing that boundary in the way that we are respecting that and the health of our community. And again, that encouragement to take care of your neighbors, you know.
Yeah.
And so it may not be an organized initiative, but it's that encouragement for just our church members to see the people in their lives that they can help and do that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So no official thing.
To my knowledge, there is not.
I don't think so. Really. I'm not aware of anything annoying. Yeah.